Should I record and send?
Alright, let's go. Ted Zayin. This is gonna rock. We're mamish gonna rock now. Vinire. Kishem shadam yachol limdod rak mashiyesh l'kfar. Just like a person can only measure what he has to him. Kachu b'midos. Same thing with midos. Kol midah v'midah shadam sarich kedei lavodat Hashem. Any midah that a person needs to serve our mighty Father in heaven, kvar t'muna b'kirbo, is already inside of him. It's internal. It's inherent. We have all the kelim. We have all the opportunity inside of us to have the proper midos. Ve'im l'sharet kochos ha'adam. We don't just measure the abilities of a person. Elamuta aleinu lotzi min hakoach ela poel. What's incumbent upon us, placed upon us, to take from potential to actual. All the kochos, aidei she'yamol b'zeh, by schwitzing, by working hard. A lot of us have potential. A lot of us innate talents and capabilities and midos. We got to schwitz, we got to grind, we got to refine them. And this is where we get to work. This is some, believe this, this is emes lamiso. Hashkafas umas ha'olam, the hashkafa of the nations of the world, ubeprat bidorotenu, specifically in this generation, hu ahefech mizeh, it's the opposite of this. Shadam rachayv linho kifi tivo. What does the world tell us? A person only has to behave according to his nature. That's how he has to conduct himself. And how his parents raised him. How your parents raised you, what your innate abilities are, what your teva is, that's how you're supposed to be. You can't change that. Your teva, how your parents brought you up, or what you have inside you, that's how you are, that's where you'll be. Game over. Seal, sign, and deliver. This is the opposite of a Torah outlook. Everybody has bechira. Everybody has freedom of choice. Everybody could change themselves. This is so beautiful. Mamish underlined this. This is Kodesh Kedoshim. Torah tells us we can work on ourselves. We can change ourselves. We must change ourselves. The person can never say, oh, I was born this way. What am I supposed to do? I was born with a temper. I'm sorry, I was going to have to scream at my kids and my family. I was born this way, so yeah, I'm just going to be a jerk. It doesn't work that way. Whatever we're born with, we have to elevate, we have to refine. It's not an excuse. Excuses like this are just falsehood. It's deception. It's so geschmack. Somebody who's naturally shy, he can't say, oh, I can't speak in public. I can't speak in public, it's not for me. No, he has to overcome and spread the Holy Torah. Vatsar ayin, somebody who's stingy, any yechol lomar she'iv sharlo liyot nadiv lev. Somebody who's stingy can't say, oh, it's impossible for me to be generous, like the general, like Miller Tan, keynote. He can't say, oh, I was born this way, I'm stingy. I can't be generous. We have to work on ourselves. El yeshlem lavod al atzam, they have to work on themselves. Ad she'eshlimu kol midah v'midah, until they complete every single midah. Ve'in zevod akala, this is not easy work. Don't walk away and say, oh, okay, easy, easy, breezy, beautiful. No! No, it's very hard. Shemefrusam b'shem Rabbeinu Yisrael Misalant, or Yisrael Salanter, the founding father of the Muslim movement, said, Shekashel l'takeh mida echa miligmor kol ha'shas. It's harder to fix one mida than to complete all of shas. So of course it takes work, but that's why in this world. It's a beautiful quote. One more paragraph. Matzino anashim shviyotam ben chamishim shana adayim nimsim heim ba'oto madrega shayu b'yotam ben chamesh esrei. We find people that are 50 years old and they're the same way they were at 15, right? You know those little league games when you see those parents and you say, oh my God, is that a parent? When you see certain people in their 50s, 60s, 40s, they say, oh my God, they're little kids. You're right, they're little kids. They're on the same madriga they were because they never worked in themselves. Otan midos, osei midos, kas, anger, kina, jealousy, rachos, lev, of difficulty with the heart. V'chulei, kol echad kefi mashu, tivuim bekirbam, whatever was innate to them. You find people, they're adults, they grew up, they didn't grow up. They're a grown-up baby. That's what they are. They're still jealous, angry, hot under the collar, jealous, upset, crazy, because they never worked on themselves. They never changed. And I tell it to the chevra all the time. If we don't work on ourselves, we'll be the same way we are in high school as we will be as an adult. You have to schwitz now. The afotam she'usku b'torah mitzvos, even those that learn Torah, kevin shelo isku b'tikun amidos, since they didn't work on fixing themselves, adayin lo hitgabru al midoseim. They never miskaber over the midos. If we don't schwitz now, it will not change. It doesn't change by itself. It takes time, effort, perseverance now. You want to be a good father, good spouse? Start working on it now, not later on. And that's what the Gra said at the beginning of our Habura, when we just said, learning in a shack with photocopy sheets. Kimash Adam Chaihu. Why is a person alive? Kidelu Shibor Mashal Shavar Arhena. Why is a person alive? To break the Midah that have not been broken yet. Oto Amida, that Midah. Lachin Sirich Tami Litchazik. We have to constantly strengthen ourselves. Vimlo Yitchazik. And if we don't strengthen ourselves, Lamalo Chaim, then why are we alive? That's why we're here, is to work on ourselves day in and day out. A good Shabbos to you all.